Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Bagels are back. Actually, they never quite went away, but what was once viewed as a hipster delicacy has now moved squarely into the mainstream with an increasing variety of types and no requirement to consume them with avocado. We're joined now from the fabulous Bretzel Bakery in Dublin by Dimna O'Brien, the Managing Director of the Bretzel Bakery. Dimna, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Where did bagels come from originally?
They were quite global at one stage, and they originated in the Jewish communities in Eastern Europe originally, and mainly the Jewish communities in Poland, Krakow especially. Mm. And lucky enough, we're lucky to have our head baker, Mati Prawarczyk, is Polish. And they then went across the world and went to New York. So that's where the New York bagel came in. But in the Bretzel, we've been making them for a long time, since the beginning, I think.
Yeah, but there are different styles of Bretzel. There's like a difference between a New York one and other ones.
Yes, there is. I suppose the typical bagel, you'd expect it to be the boiled bagel. And in Bretzel...
The thing is, that sounds disgusting.
Yes. I know it sounds terrible, but that it was typically boiled and then baked, right? Mm, and yeah. A Bretzel, what we do... And to kind of get that same effect is we use a sourdough culture, but we mix it with buttermilk and we leave that to settle for a while. And then we shape them all. They're all shaped by hand, left for 24 hours in cold proof. And then we use a lot of steam to bake the bagels. So we get that shiny crust and that chewy effect.
Right. OK. And is that a New York style? Because...
New York is boil and bake.
Yeah, because it was like there's a Montreal style, a Brick Lane style from London, and an Israeli style.
Yeah.
So it's all made in different... Now, apparently the Israeli ones aren't circular, they're oval.
They're different shape.
Yeah.
But we're the round bagel. I think the Polish ones as well have a twist. The dough is twisted and then joined. But here we roll them, we join them. And the bakers can do two, you know, one in each hand if they're really good.
Yeah.
So, but they're still very time consuming, you know, so.
They'd be more difficult to make than just bread.
Well, actually, funny enough, it nearly, for, you know, a pack of four bagels, it nearly takes as much to make that as it takes to make one loaf. Huh. Like if you're looking at it by hand, you know. Mm. But our sourdough loaves, you know, when we were looking at recently, it takes as long to make a bagel, you know, a pack of four bagels. So.
And the ones Dimna just brought out a packet of they're massive. They're bigger than average ones, really. You've got there.
Yeah, our bagels are quite big, but that's why they're very popular. So we're just off Bloom. We were in Bloom for the last weekend for the 5 days. We launched new products, new retail pack products: sourdough, white, brown, and multi seed. And we launched 3 bagels, the poppy, plain and multi-seed. And they sold out of these every day.
Okay.
And the people were coming back looking for more. So they're very popular, even though they're big. Mm. And I know there's others that aren't quite. But look, everybody's looking for bigger nowadays. We were looking for smaller at one stage.
Now people are looking for, and they'd fill them up. And the amount of things, it probably hasn't stopped yet, the amount of things that people are putting into their bagels.
So I think we typically, and we did an Instagram on this a while ago of how to make a perfect bagel with cream cheese and smoked salmon. That's your typical bagel.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I love to try the Goldsbridge the trout on it. That's gorgeous. But I mean, you can have anything on it. I read a recipe earlier on. I don't eat meat, but, you know, black pudding, anything, you name it, sausages, rashers, whatever, a full breakfast on them. It's a carrier for any amount of food.
Why do they have holes in the centre?
I think it was because they originally started out as you roll the dough and you joined it and you tied the bagel together.
Yeah, because what there should be is, and maybe you do this, a guide for people as to how to eat a bagel. or how to fill a bagel, because, you know, there's, because of the hole in the centre, you know, it's delicate to get it right.
You could either try and patch over the hole, or you really design around it, you know.
Or just cut it into bits, really.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
It's probably the most civilised way to eat it.
I think when you cut it in half, it's very easy to eat a bagel because it is slightly narrower than eating a big bun.
Mm.
So if you think of cutting a bagel in half, it's actually easier to eat as you're going along it than it would be to eat a big bun with filling.
Yeah.
We're really getting into the technical.
Yeah, no, but it's a very important thing because you're going, oh, that looks lovely. And then half it's on your shirt when you're kind of going halfway through it. Is it still more of a lunch thing than a breakfast thing, or is that evenly split now?
I mean, in the Bretzel shop in Portobello, we get a lot of American tourists in there looking for bagels. They would have them as a breakfast or a brunch. It's, you know, it's like your go-to snack at any time of the day.
Mm.
It's breakfast, lunch, mid-afternoon. You know, it just all depends.
Yeah. Is the bagel market now quite competitive in Ireland? Because you can get them everywhere, really. You can get them in any supermarket.
But again, it's, you know, we'd have, you know, diehard followers that would come and buy our bagels. And our bagels are very popular in, like, we would supply lots in Coe, Donnybrook Fair, a lot of the Super Values. You know, they'll be rolled out to a lot more Super Values, hopefully in the next coming months. But, you know, you always have people that are looking for one price point or another, or they're looking for a size, or they're looking for, you know, it just literally depends. There's a bagel for everybody.
Yeah, indeed. You know? Yeah, because they're big bagels.
They're more like
bagels.
I mean, you could share these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somebody's texting to say bagels are very unhealthy.
No.
you would say that, but go on.
If it comes from, like, the ingredients we use are really good. We use good flour, buttermilk, salt, and we don't add any additives or preservatives.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're getting a product like that, that's a good carb. It all depends on whether you come from the background of whether you want to eat a small amount of carbs or a large amount of carbs. You know, it's everything in moderation.
Yeah. But a bit like bread, that you know, I assume you can buy kind of supermarket bagels and some that'll, mm-hmm. you know, they still haven't gone out of date 5 years from now, kind of.
Exactly.
Thing.
Exactly. And I think that's it. These have a sell by date. You know, like in the Bretzel shop in Portobello, when we sell these loose, you're hoping people take them home, use them, and come back the next day to get fresh bagels. These in a pack like this, they've got a 5 day shelf life. They haven't got a 5 month shelf life.
Yeah.
You know, you will always get the long life version. It's like milk. You have fresh milk, you have long life milk. So, you know.
Dimna, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us. It was Dimna O'Brien there, Managing Director of the Bretzel Bakery in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.